Right now it is time for us to take a look at sports, and not that much going on in sports, but there's sports-related news, of course. So we are at the Major League All-Star break, and yesterday they had the home run competition, and Pete Alonso captured the crown for the home run derby for the second straight year. He beat Trey Mancini 23 home runs to 22. And how did he do that? He had earned extra time while hitting long balls in the final round. He needed to muster up everything he could to get past Mancini, and he did just that. Imagine that, 23 to 22. Between those two in the home run contest, 45 home runs. 45 home runs. Unbelievable. The problem with home run hitting contests is they go on so long when things like that happen. They go on so long they get a little boring. But, well, anyway, congratulations. Now that we're at the halfway point, the Boston Red Sox have a game and a half lead over Tampa Bay in the East. Toronto is 8 games back. The Yankees are 8 games back at 46-43. Horrible. And the AL Central, Chicago, has an 8-game lead over Cleveland, 15 over Detroit. That's a little amazing. And the AL West, Houston, has a 3.5-game lead over Oakland. Seattle is in third place, 7 games back. The Mets at the break have a 3.5-game lead over Philadelphia. Atlanta, 4 games back. Washington, 6. And Miami, 9 games back. In the Central Division, Milwaukee has a 4-game lead over Cincinnati and an 8-game lead over the Cubs. And the National League West, San Francisco has a 2-game lead over the Dodgers and a 6-game lead over San Diego. So that is a look at the standings. Pretty horrible, huh? Yeah. The Washington football team has eliminated at least one potential nickname from their list. Their president, Jason Wright, said in a release on the team's website that the new name will not feature anything related to Native Americans. He said the new name should bring in more people to support the team and that the new name shouldn't be offensive to anybody. So so that's one process, okay? And that goes into the circular bin. Like, who cares at this point? Should have changed it a long time ago. And Richard Sherman, remember that name? Richard Sherman is contemplating a return to the Seattle Seahawks. When he played with the Seahawks, he was considered one of the top defenders in the league. He publicly discussed the possibility of returning to Seattle during an appearance on ESPN's First Take earlier this spring, saying, "Returning to Seattle is always in the cards. I spent my entire offseason in Seattle. It's where I live. It's where my family is. So it's always in the cards." End quote. Does that mean he's going to come back and play? Not really. It means he'd consider come back and play. All right, with that check, that's it for sports. Not much else to talk about. Of course, we'll have sports again tomorrow morning.